Hey everybody, welcome back for Thursday Thoughts. Tonight I want to talk about goal setting and how it applies to becoming an elite karate athlete. But before I do that, I want to touch on something briefly that I thought of while I was planning tonight's discussion out. And that's the phrase, to thine own self be true. When we talk about becoming an elite athlete, this is on a long process. It requires a lot of work, dedication, and sacrifice, not just on your part, but on largely on the people around you. And when I say to thine own self be true, that means, are you doing this because you want to do it for your own reasons? Or are you on this path because somebody else wants you to do that? Whether it's your parents, your coach, your sensei, whatever that is. And I would caution you to be careful about that and to think what you're, be honest with yourself and to really think about why you're doing this, why you're on this path, all right? Because it's a long process, requires a lot of sacrifice in time, effort, and money on many people's parts to help accomplish that. And if you're not doing it for the right reasons or for yourself, it can cause other problems, right? Bitterness, strife within the family or things like that. So I just wanna make sure that everybody's doing this for the right reasons. Okay, so now let's circle back around and let's talk about goal setting. If you're one of my athletes, you've heard me say, trust the process quite frequently. But what does that really mean, trust the process? You know, when we talk about goals, right, we're an elite athlete because we want to accomplish something. Right? We want to be the U.S. national champion or the national champion of whatever country you're in. We want to be the continental champion or we want to be a world champion. Right? Those are often why people follow the path of becoming an elite athlete. And that's great. But we want to caution on focusing solely on that outcome. So what I like to do is I break goal setting down into three parts. The first part is the outcome goals. The second part is the performance or the technical goals. And the third part is the process goals. I'm gonna go through each of those three. So the outcome goal is that long-term, that end result that you're trying to achieve. The world champion, a national champion, a continental champion, whatever that is. Well, those outcome goals are beyond your control largely. You have to do a lot of work, but you have no control over the athletes, the other athletes, your opponents, your fellow competitors. You have no control over the judges, you know, have no control over the weather, you have no control over other political factors. For example, there was some significant political unrest in Chile last year when they had the Junior World Championships there, and there were whole countries that decided to not have their teams compete, either sent them or didn't send them or sent them home rather than endangering that. So these are some of the things that are external factors that you have no control over in your training, or I'm sorry, in your competitive environment. And I caution against focusing on solely on that outcome, because we also have to, you know, those things are not in our control, right? And then what happens if we're not able to achieve one of those goals, right? We want to be careful about that. Okay, so, but what we need to do is we need to take those outcome goals and we need to break them down further, right? So let's use the big one, right? The world champion. We want to become the world champion in whatever division you compete in. Well, we need to break that down, right? There's multiple steps along the way that we need to achieve before we can do that, right? We may need to become the continental champion or the national champion. You may need to win whatever state or regional qualifier you have in your country. So you can see that this is a long-term process, right? I once heard somebody say that becoming an international champion or successful in an international arena is a 10-year process. Now, I'm not sure if that's from when you start competing or when you first start doing karate. I'm not sure how that person meant it. But when we look at a number of competitors, it's a long process. Right, and that's kind of the development, the growth and development, both in your skill and your ability to relay that into international success. So the outcome goals, right? I want to be the world champion. I want to be the national champion. Well, to help make those, to help achieve those, we need what I call our performance goals or our technical goals, right? If you're a kata athlete, for example, have you perfected the necessary kihon skills to do your kata that you need to do? Or have you mastered those kata, for example? Let's say your 5 competition kata. Have you perfected those kata? And I say perfection loosely because, right, karate is a long-term ongoing endeavor, right? What is perfection? But have you gotten them to the next necessary skill level for your level, right? And of those kata, have you perfected or have you mastered? Well, mastered again, there we go, right? Have you worked on the necessary kihon, right? Can you do the kihon necessary for those techniques or for those kata, you know, for example, 5 times without your coach interrupting you, say, no, you didn't do that technique properly or whatnot, right? And then we have our performance goals. I'm sorry, our process goals. And the process goals are the goals necessary to create the process, the environment, to enable you to be successful. Okay, and what do I mean by that? You know, first of all, have you created an environment, a process for your training? Do you have a training plan, right? And that's something we're gonna talk about in a future Thursday Thoughts. When you show up to the dojo, do you know what you're gonna do that day? Have you enabled a process to where you're getting enough rest and recovery? What about your nutrition, right? If you're working and or going to school and training, do you have the ability, the schedule, the process down to where you can juggle both of those things, okay? So you see how if we create the process that enables us to work on our performance, that will then enable us to work on our short-term or our near-term, our intermediate and our long-term objective goals or outcome-based goals, okay? And if we focus more on our performance and our process goals, that will enable us to ensure that we've done everything in our ability to achieve that outcome-based goal, right? For example, you know, tying back into my example of the Junior World Championships last year, if you were an athlete on one of those countries that decided not to send their athletes to the Junior World Championships, and you're 21 years old, or 20 years old, and you're about to turn 21, or I'm sorry, 21, about to turn 22, there goes your chance of becoming the Junior World Champion, right? If you were one of those potential competitors that had that level. So, but then what? You didn't become, you were not able to accomplish that goal, not because of your own inabilities, but because of external factors. But then you can still be proud of the work that you put in to becoming that athlete or to becoming that champion, right? Even if it ultimately wasn't successful. But then those ones, those processes and those performance goals that you put in place can turn around and enable you to perhaps look at the next one, a senior continental champion or a senior world champion, okay? So kind of in review, the outcome goals are those big long-term goals. But within those, you need to have intermediate outcome-based goals that enable you to achieve that ultimate long-term goal. To achieve those intermediate and long-term goals, you need to have the necessary performance goals. I need to be able to achieve this technique, or I need to perform this technique. You know, if you're a Kumite athlete, you know, do you have a strategy in the ring? Are you able to execute that strategy? Have you developed that? Have you developed the necessary skills, the techniques, the mawashigeri, uramawashigeri, gyakusuki, kizamisuki, for example, and are you able to apply them consistently in a variety of situations that you're confronted with an opponent athlete, okay? And then your process goals. Have you created an environment that allows you to maximize your training value, your training time, your nutrition, your sleep and recovery? All right, so these are kind of the 3 things that I wanted to talk about goal setting. And I encourage everybody to look at their own training and see how their mental approach to their training, and are you approaching the training and are you approaching your goals in the right manner? So let me know what you think, and now go get to work and we'll see you out there.